You are listening to The Pathway, a podcast about career and technical opportunities produced by the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. I'm your host, Jill Starr. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 2, an interview with Mr. Kevin Williams, the Assistant Director of Career and Technical Education at the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. So let's just start off and go back in time a little bit. Let's think about who you were in high school. So can you describe to me a little bit about maybe your personality or even work ethic?
So when I was in high school, I took the most difficult, challenging courses I could that our school offered. But at the end of the day, I was left just not motivated by the classes I was taking. As a high school student, again, I was taking the pre-calc, physics, taking all those college prep courses, but I was really missing that hands-on piece of a class. Taking some of the hardest classes I could take in high school, I challenged myself with those rigorous courses, but I wasn't always the most motivated. Those classes were preparing me for that college track, but I was really more of a hands-on type learner. And in high school, I wasn't the most motivated that I could have been, because I felt like the learning style really wasn't meeting what I needed at that time.
And do you think that that's pretty typical? I mean, I know that we work with high school students on a daily basis, and we've all been, 15, 16, 17 years old, maybe a long time ago. But I think we all kind of remember sort of being in that awkward stage where you know that you want to try learning things, or you're just kind of stuck in sort of what we would call the traditional setting. But do you think that, the majority of high school students that you meet, they're kind of looking for that thing. They're looking for something different.
Yes. Here at SICTC, we see a lot of students that while they have been successful in their normal high school career, they're looking for something a little more hands-on, something more applied. And that just creates further success for them. But we also see some of those students that have struggled academically in a traditional class, and they're really looking for something different. And so when they come here, they walk through our lab spaces and they walk through our classes and they talk to our teachers, they realize that learning can be fun, it can be engaging, it can look different than the atmosphere I've learned over the past number of years.
Well, and I think it's interesting when you're looking at these students too, because if you've never seen our facility, we look like a business. We don't look like traditional classrooms. We have these labs, we have equipment. And when you have a student coming in, I think a lot of times in high school, they think, well, why am I learning this? Am I really going to use this? But I think it's different when you walk into our classrooms, because there's this connection that happens. Oh, there's this direct application. Oh, if I do something in here, this is really going to have a real world result. Do you think that that's pretty true?
Absolutely. With our instructors here all coming from industry, the students trust them as far as what they need to be successful. And if we're going to do writing in our classes, it's going to be applied to that subject area. If they're going to do math, it's applied to that subject area. So they trust these instructors. The instructors know what they need to be successful in industry. And so I think our students, they're okay with that. They get more engaged, and they realize that there is application to this learning that I've been doing over the past 10 years of my educational career.
So Kevin, as a high school student, you're getting near to the point of graduation. You're trying to think ahead to what you wanted to do. So what was your plan? Did you end up going straight to work out of high school? Did you go to college? What happened?
So as I neared the end of my high school education, I realized I had to do something. I didn't know what that was necessarily. It was when January of my senior year I rolled around, I was really struggling to find, what am I going to do next? I'd looked at architecture school. I'd looked at some more traditional type schools for a typical four-year degree. I knew I had to do something. Back in 1996, the job market wasn't like it is today, and you had to have some college classes or some credentials to really get a good job. I found myself at Vincennes University taking a two-year design drafting program there. And again, at Vincennes, I really found an application of learning. I found that learning could be more fun when I applied it. And when I went to Vincennes, I really excelled academically as well. So that hands-on portion coupled with the academic piece allowed me to find success even more so at college, even more so than what I had at than when I was at high school.
Well, I love that you had that experience in college, and you just needed a Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center. If you'd had that at 16, how great would that have been?
As someone that was on the college prep course work, that was not on my radar. You know, my counselor, and again, no fault of their own, but counselor didn't really have me on the track of a vocation, as we called it back then, or what we call it today as career and technical education. If I would have found SICTC as a high school student, I think it probably would have changed my trajectory both academically and professionally.
So you go to Vincennes, and then what did you do after college graduation?
So I found, I found that love of learning at Vincennes, and I never really wanted to leave this area. I always said I'm going to be in Southern Indiana, and I interviewed with a few companies, and I found the best opportunity at a place called Cummins Inc. in Columbus, Indiana, to where I could really apply my background of growing up in rural Gibson County, working on and living on a small farm where I could actually do drafting work and design diesel engines. There at Cummins, I was able to go back to school at night. They paid for my education to get my bachelor's, and that was a great opportunity for me, unknowingly, as I prepared for my next career. But again, there at Cummins, I continued that education, finished my bachelor's degree, and during that time at Cummins, while I really loved what I did, I also started looking back upon my high school career and saying, wow, if I would have been able to learn in a hands-on environment, and if I would have been able to apply this knowledge in a unique way, that would have been such a much better high school experience for me. So 5 years into my career at Cummins, I chose to leave and go back to school full time to be a teacher.
Isn't it interesting how in our line of work here at the Career and Technical Center, you know, we have all of these fantastic instructors and staff that came from industry. You know, we weren't traditional teachers in that sense. Do you feel like that experience being in industry and then going back for education was the best way to go?
In hindsight, yes. It wasn't my original design, obviously, but in hindsight, that was the perfect route for me to get into education. I think a lot of our instructors here never saw them as future educators, but once they got into a craft that they enjoyed, they got into a skill they enjoyed, they realized that they were teaching apprentices, they're teaching younger people, and they felt the need to expand their teaching to a whole classroom and not just a few people at a time.
That's true. We were all kind of teachers in training, and we didn't even really know it at the time.
That is exactly right. And I look at the teachers across this building, whether it's HVAC or automotive or engineering, and you see, you know, some people were in industry for 5 years and they leave to come teach. Others, they really want to finish out their career after 20, 25 years teaching to help pay it forward and to help educate the next generation of these people working in the trades.
So how did you end up here at the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Center? Because you're in an administrative role right now, but you actually started off as an instructor. Is that correct?
Yes. So back in 2003, I left Cummins Inc. to go back to USI. So at USI, I did a transition to teaching degree. So while I was doing that, I spent time at Howard Roosa and Lincoln Elementary doing classroom teaching in the elementary school setting. Upon finishing that coursework, I got hired at the Old North High School Mechanic Arts wing, to where I taught vocational drafting and engineering there. So my career in education really started at North for 2 years. And in that process, SICTC was being built. In 2006, this building opened up. So my job transferred from North High School to SICTC, where I taught up until 6 years ago when I moved to administration.
I think it's really neat as from a historical perspective, too. You mentioned the Old North High School, that these programs that are here housed in our building actually started off in separate schools. So you would have a lot of courses at North High School. You know, our culinary arts program was at Bossy High School. So it's kind of interesting to see where we've come. But yes, I mean, we have this facility, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, opened in 2006.
That is correct.
And we were able to bring all of these classes that were originally housed in separate locations into one state-of-the-art facility. And state-of-the-art is very true. You came here, and I just think it's fascinating, that career path of even teaching in elementary school. Tell me a little bit about what class you taught.
So I started North High School teaching the drafting engineering program there, and then it moved to here to SICTC. While it was here, we kind of transitioned that program to what we call now Project Lead the Way. So we're teaching entry-level drafting, engineering, and manufacturing skills all in the classroom. And again, same for me as with all teachers out here, that was my background. For the time I was here, again, I'm teaching those young people that have an interest in engineering, manufacturing, and design. While they're here, again, they're getting 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week of this instruction that really focuses their career path and what they want to do post high school.
And you taught with Mr. Beatles, is that correct?
Taught with Mr. Beatles for a number of years and still work with him on a daily basis to help advance our school every day.
Yeah, so we've got to do a little shout out for Mr. Beatles. I know
Absolutely.
He'll be listening. And if you don't know him, he's legendary here at the Curran Technical Center. So I think that's so fantastic that you were kind of a dream team over there. You were teaching, but then you made this move to administration. How did that happen? What's the story behind that?
So after teaching here for a number of years, Andy Beatles and myself were always engaged with the work in the office. So we're always helping out with whether it's enrollment or just school improvement initiatives. So Andy and I worked almost every day on different work for the administration that was here. During that time, I also realized that both teachers and our administrative staff is aging. And I just really felt the need that at some point, this work was going to need to continue within our building. And again, some of that staff is aging and we need to have someone with experience and a history and knowledge to continue really that foundation that was built. So I went back to school again, the person who was not a huge fan of high school and college in general.
You're just a lifelong learner. That's
lifelong,
okay.
That's exactly correct. So I went back to school again to get my director's license in career and technical education. So that's one of those steps that I made to, I didn't know if I would use it. I didn't know when I would use it if I even did at all. But it happened so that while I was finishing up that coursework, Mr. Ulrich, who was the current director, retired, which brought in some new administrative staff. And then eventually in a year or two, then I moved over to the offices after that.
Well, and I think coming into career and technical education, we're such a unique presence in education. So having that experience as an instructor here and really understanding kind of the ins and outs of what we do, because it is so different than a traditional education. And I also think having you in that role, I mean, it's obvious that you're passionate about it. Kind of making that move from being a teacher to an administrator, what has that meant to you to be able to kind of be in a position where, you know, you're not in the classroom every day, but you're kind of overseeing how these programs run and their impact?
I always put relationship first in the classroom when working with my students on a daily basis. And really that migrates over to administration as well. So it's developing relationships with teachers, with your students, and with our community partners. Just having that foundation of realizing that, you know, there's nothing else more important in education than developing those relationships with people to help move everything forward. And I've been fortunate that we've had great people to show up and we've had great people retire. The relationships we've built here, that we continue to build here between students, staff, and community partners is something like you won't see anywhere else. And I'm really proud of that.
Do you think that's just the nature of career and technical education? Is it just because we're more hands-on, because we spend, you know, in our facility, we spend 2.5 hours with students? What do you think is that perfect combination that develops those relationships?
I think a lot of it is the fact that when students here, they get a fresh start, whether they were successful or not at their previous stint in education or their current stint, they get a fresh start here. So they're meeting a new teacher. This new teacher is uniquely interested in them and their career path. They get to know them to help advise them over their next steps. You know, our teachers, like you said, are here 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week with these students. There are many times that the teachers here see these kids more than their parents do on a daily basis.
That's true.
And so, again, that fosters, you know, just that every day you see the student walk in, you see that change. Maybe one day they're sad, maybe one day they're happy. But again, that prompts our teachers to say, hey, what's going on? You know, hey, what's so good or what's not so good today? And I think when you have that opportunity to develop trust with a student, you know, 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week, 180 days a year, it creates, again, a strong relationship that you don't see elsewhere.
And, you know, we talk about the 2.5 hours a day. We also have, you know, every student that comes in here has to apply to get in. They have to go through an application process with the idea that there's some level of interest in whatever it is that they want to study. How do you think that affects those relationships?
The teachers here are excited that there are other people that want to pursue the same path that they did post high school. I think when a teacher sees these applicants and they write down a quick bio of why they're interested in our programs, it helps create excitement for that teacher. Like, hey, I have this group, I have a cohort of 24 new students coming in, and they all want to learn something about the career path I once was in. And I think that, again, it's different than some of the other traditional classes they might take.
Mm-hmm. They definitely, sometimes we kind of refer to it as finding your people, mm-hmm. you know, those people who have the same interests, or you kind of have a starting ground of something that you can connect on.
Absolutely. And that happens with classmates here every day. We have students from over 21 brick and mortar institutions that attend here every day. When those students walk in the door, they're walking in with students that have the same career interests that they do. And that's a powerful thing. So no longer are you in a classroom where students have 100 different interests of all these different careers, but it narrows here. And they're all looking for those next steps. They gain friendships. They end up going with each other to the football games on Friday nights. They end up hanging out on the weekends. They end up studying together. And so, again, that goes back to creating more relationships here that I think helps make the learning so powerful at SICTC.
It's almost a little bit magical because a lot of us get this front row seat to these students who come in day one. And, you know, they're coming from five different counties and they've never met each other. It just takes a couple days. And then they've started to develop some really strong relationships and bonds. And I think that hands-on component, because they're working out in labs together, they're working on leadership development and team building without even realizing it. They're kind of getting to be maybe a little bit more of a version of their authentic self. They get to come out of their shell maybe a little bit more.
I think it's just like when students go off to college, it gives them a little freedom to explore. And when they come here, it's the same thing. They get to explore something new and different. They meet new friends. It gives them the chance to really test the waters out of a possible career pathway. We see students grow so much between August of their junior year and May of their senior year. They change so much, and I think we have a big impact on that quality of person they become post-high school.
And we have, you know, 22 different programs here and constantly evaluating the industries that we're all doing curriculum for. But career and technical education is just so powerful. And I know that this is something you spend day in and day out. You're looking at data. You're looking at what the success rate is. So why is this important? Why should this be a core component of an educational option for a student?
Well, I think when a student chooses CTE, they choose to invest in their future. Not only are they gaining technical skills in that area, whether it be in media broadcasting or culinary arts or engineering or health sciences, but they're also investing in those essential skills that we work so much on here at SICTC. Our students learn how to interview. They learn how to write a resume. They learn how to gain a job, but also how to keep a job and how to advance. I think those are the critical things that we teach that often people don't think about. They recognize us as offering college credits. They recognize that we offer industry certifications. But I think it's the other skills that we teach here that really help build that whole person as a high school student, and it helps prepare them so well for their future. So again, students come here, they think they're going to learn all these technical skills, but we're also teaching these essential skills. We're strengthening up their math skills, their English skills. It just goes on, all the benefits the students have by attending here.
Yeah, and those benefits, there's kind of these light bulb moments that happen either with parents or students where they come home with these skills, you know, whether it's just being a more confident presenter or being able to effectively communicate an issue with a peer, you know, just little things like that that come naturally with our curriculum and they get here. And, you know, things that even shocked me when I first became a teacher, oh my goodness, they don't know how to answer a phone or have a conversation or write an email. But those are all things that we have to teach as part of what we're doing. And they're things that no one has taught them. They always say, you don't know what you don't know, but that just comes naturally with our programs.
We are so fortunate to be able to apply so many different skills, again, both technical and essential. With our students, when I look at the work we do and how a student presents themselves or introduces themselves to a new person from their industry, and then they write a resume to help back up what they're going to say. When we see our college and career fair that we just hosted last week, when we have over 140 unique vendors here to talk to our students to check out, hey, is this where I want to go to college? Is this where I want to go to work? When you see these students put all that work together of their technical skills, their essential skills, when you see them introduce themselves to this stranger from industry, it really makes you feel good about the work that's going on here at school.
So in addition to just our general classwork, our students get the opportunity to do lots of hands-on projects. In engineering, they're working with CAD software. In media communications and broadcasting, they're maybe recording podcasts. They've got kind of these projects which help build their resume, and they're things that they get to do that other high school students don't get to do. How impactful is that upon graduation for these students to have kind of this portfolio of work?
I think that is very powerful for these kids to have a certain set of skills, the technical skills, and they have the certifications that accompany those skills that are verified by a third party that says, yes, this student knows how to do this. You know, whether that student wants to pursue that career full time or it's a part time thing while they go to college. Again, these students are uniquely prepared for those next steps. And even if a student doesn't pursue media or engineering or automotive or culinary arts long term, we often talk about the transfer skills they get while they're here. So again, whether you're using hand tools or you're learning about OSHA 10, how to work safely in a workplace, or you're learning about food safety in culinary arts, or you're learning about your health and health sciences. Again, all these transferable skills, if they're not lining up to exactly what you want your career focus to be post high school, you still have a lot of skills to help earn a good wage while you decide what you want to do, or a lot of transferable skills just apply to the rest of your life in general.
And I know that you have the opportunity occasionally to chat with alumni. Maybe it's from particular programs or just in general, whether they were here in this particular facility or just in a current technical education program. What do you hear from alumni who have been, you know, maybe out of this program for a few years?
Having been in the classroom for 15 years and then in administration for 6 years, I've had the unique perspective to get feedback from a lot of different students, both from engineering, but also from students across all the different programs we offer. So those students often indicate that this was the difference maker in their future. It really helped solidify what they wanted to do. We have former students who were in construction trades that own their own business now, a home builder. We have students that have helped and start a brand new company up from scratch, students from engineering. We have students in auto services, again, have their own companies, or they're the manager of a certain automotive shop. We have students that are doctors, that are in dentistry, that do all these different important jobs for our community, and it all started right here. These students thought they had an interest. They came here and they tried it out. They found success, and then they took those next steps, whether it's to an apprenticeship, and then they grew from apprentice to journeyman to foreman to superintendent to maybe the owner of a company, or maybe it's a student that goes through engineering and becomes a professional engineer and now stamps drawings for the structures we walk into every day. Just hearing that feedback from students of how this made a difference, how this was a solidifying part of their pathway choice, and how it gave them a head start in their future. So whether, again, if it's a student that goes off to college and it's really ahead in their classwork, or if they jump into an apprenticeship when they're way ahead of other first-year apprentices, these students realize how beneficial this start was here at SICTC was for them.
I'm sold. I'm ready to go.
Me too.
I'm sold. So if someone is listening today and they're thinking, I want to know more information, I'm intrigued. I want to see if this could be a good fit for me, my child, maybe now or in the future. What is your recommendation? What should they be doing right now?
So what I always tell parents is to come see us. Come to an open house. We have 2 open houses a year. I tell them, start in middle school. Come to our open house as a 6th grader, as an 8th grader, as a freshman. You can't start too early. And while you might not know what you want to do, it will help start those conversations with your students, with your kids. When they walk into culinary arts, they'll realize that there are a lot of different careers that go out from culinary arts. It's just not, I'm going to be a chef, but there's all sorts of careers that come out of that in construction trades, machine trades, welding. You know, people think, well, I'm going to be a carpenter, I'm going to be a welder. Well, yes, you can start there, but the other opportunities for careers are very expansive. So I tell parents, come to an open house, come talk to the instructors, talk to our students. That'll help start those conversations with your student.
And in our episode notes for this podcast, we will include information for our website, which is sictc.com. It's going to have information about all 22 of our programs. It also has information for all of the instructors as well, so that you could contact them with specific questions. And we'll also have links to our social media so you can stay up to date on what's going on in the classroom and lab. And you can stay tuned for all that information about open houses and special events. Mr. Kevin Williams, thank you so much for joining us on The Pathway today. And hopefully we will have some students come into our building and say hello to you very soon.
Hopefully so. Thanks for your time. This is important work, and thanks for including me in this.